down in coma.
Hello?
Grandma?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hi.
I've been... I'm sorry, is it too late to call?
Yeah, no, it's not too late.
Oh, good, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. I've been really worried lately, and I just want to make sure you were okay.
Is it Michael?
Yeah.
Are you by your dad?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure you were okay, because I had like a premonition that something was going to happen.
I'm all right.
Oh, thank God. I was really worried about you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I was wondering if anything were to happen, just on the, in the tragic event that it did, am I in your will?
Are you in my will?
Yeah.
No.
Well, why not?
Your dad is.
Well, I've been thinking that maybe you should change that, because he's getting it to be a little irresponsible lately.
My dad? I mean, your dad?
Yeah. No, he's been drinking a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, you should talk to him. You'll see.
Okay.
So, I was just kind of thinking maybe it might be, you know, in your best interest to put me in sole charge of your will.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay, well then it's settled. We'll talk about this tomorrow, and I'll send over like a process server to finalize the paperwork.
What?
I'll send over like a process server to finalize the paperwork tomorrow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's okay, Grandma. It'll all be taken care of tomorrow.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, yeah, and after that's all squared away, we'll find you a nice old home somewhere upstate New York. You know, like a nice old retirement home, and it'll be so nice.
I would never go there.
Oh, that's okay. We'll find you a nice retirement home somewhere nice.
That's right.
I'll find it myself.
Maybe
nobody finds it for me.
What do you think about Detroit, Michigan?
That's where I am.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You probably want to stay close to home, right?
Sure.
Okay. I was thinking maybe Arizona would be more of a nice climate for someone as old as yourself.
Nah, no, I stay where I am.
Well, no, it's nice and hot down there.
I know.
And you know, once I have a power of attorney, I can put you anywhere I want.
Florida, not to Arizona.
I'm going to find you somewhere in Arizona, you know, in the Glendale, Phoenix area. It's really cheap down there.
No.
And the shuffleboard is great.
Huh?
And the shuffleboard is really fantastic, I hear.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'll send a moving crew by tomorrow.
What?
Grandma, everything will be taken care of. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Forget about it.
No, I've already got it all planned out. I'll send the moving crew by tomorrow, and the plane leaves at 7:30 a.m. So we'll send you on the plane, and then the moving truck, you can stay in a hotel for like a week until the moving truck gets there and unpacks at the retirement home.
Forget it.
No, it's all taken care of. Don't worry about a thing.
Took care of yourself, not of me.
No. We're doing this for you.
Nobody does anything for me. I do it myself.
No, but Grandma, you don't understand. There's a fortune. We can sell all your stuff.
Sure.
That won't fit in the apartment. And then I can invest that money for you.
Nobody invests my money. I do it myself.
No, Grandma, there's a fantastic timeshare opportunity.
Yeah. Forget it.
No, I already have the moving van and everything else arranged. Your plane ticket's in my hand. I'll be by tomorrow. 7:30 a.m., okay? Set your alarm for 6 o'clock so we can get you scrubbed up and bathed and whatnot.